Striking the right note, an Ottoman military band welcomed Turkish President Erdogan ahead of a midnight speech to thousands of supporters, in which he promised no one will keep Turkey out of Iraq. And just hours before the opening shots were fired in the Iraqi-led offensive to recapture Mosul, Erdogan issued another verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Musul'a girmesin. Ya nasıl girmeyeyim?
What do they say? That Turkey should not enter Mosul? Why can't we enter? We have a 350-kilometer border with Iraq. Others who have nothing to do with the region enter Iraq. We won't be responsible for the consequences emerging from an operation that excludes Turkey. Turkey will participate both in the operation and the talks later on. It is not possible for us to stay out of this.
So why doesn't the Iraqi government want Turkey to be involved in the battle for Mosul? Because even though it was a century ago, Baghdad has painful memories of Turkey's Ottoman rule and has therefore ruled out any role for Turkish forces in retaking the city. Ankara has a force of around 700 soldiers, supported by dozens of tanks, at the Başakşehir base, which is close to Mosul. The force was ostensibly for training Sunni militia to fight Islamic State. But the Iraqi government has also called for the removal of those forces. Visiting scholar Sinan Ülgen of Carnegie Europe says a diplomatic row is over the nature of the forces that will enter Mosul.
I still don't think that it's realistic to think that Turkish military will directly intervene in Mosul. It's more a matter of whether the different ethnic groups that are backed by Turkey will be the main force driving towards Mosul and capturing the city rather than the Baghdad-backed and the Iran-backed Shiite militia.
Turkish and Iraqi diplomats are engaged in shuttle diplomacy to defuse tensions. But the country's leaders are continuing to exchange insults. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Haidar al-Abadi, has warned that Turkish forces could become a target in Iraq. And Erdogan shot back, saying Abadi is not his equal and should know his place. Murat Bilhan is the deputy head of the Ankara-based Turkish Asian Centre for Strategic Studies. He says Ankara's chief concern over the Mosul operation is the risk of sectarian tensions.
The Shiite regime in Baghdad wants to cooperate with the Iranians to take over Mosul and to turn it into a Shiite stronghold. It is unacceptable for the original residents of Mosul, which will be just evicted and pushed towards north, again another flow of refugees to Turkey and so forth. This is unacceptable.
Both aid agencies and the United Nations have warned that efforts to retake Mosul could result in hundreds of thousands of people being displaced. And with Mosul around 100 kilometres from the Turkish border, Ankara fears another influx of refugees. The country is already hosting nearly 3 million Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Ankara has reinforced its military forces on the Iraqi border. And speculation is growing those forces could enter Iraq if there is a refugee exodus into Turkey. But analyst Ülgen says such posturing is more about the likely power struggle over the spoils of war when Islamic State is defeated.
Who gets to control the territories that are going to be freed by the Islamic State? And there is definitely a game of influence between Iran-backed members of the IS opposition, as opposed to Turkey-backed members of the opposition, the Kurdish Peshmerga, some of the Sunni Arab factions, and the Turkmen.
Turkish media have reported that Iraqi Turkmen in the Mosul region are calling for autonomy if, as expected, regional ethnic and sectarian rivalries continue to grow, similar calls are likely to follow from other groups. A Turkish diplomatic source says contingency plans have already been prepared in the event of a breakup of Iraq. In the Turkish media, more and more maps are appearing that show Mosul as part of Turkish territory, a dream of Turkish nationalists. That might hark back to the days of the Ottoman Empire, but it will simply exacerbate Iraqi concerns over Ankara's intentions. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.